Okay, there we go, guys, finally. Good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for the 24th of December. Good to have you join us this morning. The whole idea of this session is to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So I suppose a significant amount of volatility yesterday. Eventually, a bit of a slow-ish start. We sort of, towards the latter part of the European session, we saw an awful lot of volatility and a bit of a reversal in the evening. So we're kind of back to where we were during the week. So we'll have a look at this price action. We'll have a look at the main factors that are driving prices in terms of why are we seeing these markets behave in this manner. We'll hopefully make that relatively clear. And we put together our trade plan and post it into the chat box. And then we'll move to our live trading mentorship room for the European session. So, okay, let's get straight into it. And we'll, of course, start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. You know, the dollar is a really good example. We've had really explosive moves in most dollar pairs, but not necessarily all dollar pairs. So trade selection is an important feature. Now, where we enter and where we exit these markets is an important feature, of course. How do we manage risk? Trade management and trade psychology all have a very important role to play in trading markets. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, just to let you know from a practical perspective, because it's okay learning the theory behind these things, but it's far more important to be mindful of the practical elements of these markets. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined, and be patient wherever necessary as well. Okay, so let's start with a review of this market moving news then. We'll bring up Forex Factory. So yesterday, there was quite a lot happening in a variety of different areas. We had these BRICS summits. So we had the premier of China in Russia, which kind of speaks volumes. We also have the Canadian dollar. So we were expecting 50 basis point yesterday from the Bank of Canada, and that's pretty much what we got. So there's been a significant repricing in the dollar CAD. And we'll have a look at the dollar CAD now in just a second. A couple of other important news that we're hearing a lot from these central bankers at the minute. So yesterday we had Christine Lagarde. We had these FOMC member Barkin speaking. We had the governor of the RBNZ, Governor Bailey. So yesterday there was a lot of sort of important central bankers talking to these markets and making statements. Now, in between here, there's a few other quite important. So on a mild perspective, we've got existing home sales. So not quite in line with expectations, but actually not too far off it, to be fair. So if we look at the chart, we're at really, really low levels, certainly from 2021-2022 highs. But the last couple of years we've been kind of flatlining, and that's what this number just suggests, that you know, perhaps we're creating a bit of a bottom for existing home sales. One of the main factors to this, of course, is the Fed actually pushing rates higher. Which makes the trading of existing homes, you know, a little bit more difficult. No one wants to sell a house at 0% mortgage and replace it potentially with another property at, you know, 5, 6, 7%. So yeah, financially that doesn't make too much sense at the minute. So no surprise really to see existing home sales take a bit of a hit. In addition to that, we had the conference from the Bank of Canada. But we've had crude oil inventories. So we were suggesting if we got a positive number that it'd be quite negative for crude oil. And we're still yet to get the move. We had a little bit of volatility to the downside. We kind of ended up grinding, pulling backwards. But this number suggests probably short term, we're still on that weakness trade. That's not it. There's an important beige book release was yesterday. And I suppose what this does is give us a bit of a review, an overview of the districts that make up the Federal Reserve in terms of their economic performance. And here's a good little breakdown, really, of it. So on balance, economic activity was little changed in nearly all districts since early September. So certainly things haven't got particularly worse. Though two districts reported modest growth, most districts reported declining manufacturing activity, which we see on the national stage as well. Activity in the banking sector was generally steady to up slightly, and loan demand was mixed, with some districts noting an improvement in the outlook due to the decline in interest rates. So this is really what we're... It looks like the Fed have cut rates by 50 basis points. Not necessarily for the right reasons, but potentially for some of the wrong reasons in terms of giving certain parts of the economy a little bit of a break. And that's a bit of a problem in many ways. So reports on consumer spending were mixed, with some districts noting shifts in the composition of purchases, mostly towards less expensive alternatives. Housing market activity was generally held up. Inventory continued to expand. Okay, beige book, despite elevated uncertainty, Contacts was somewhat more optimistic about the longer term outlook. So in terms of a beige book, it's things haven't got any worse by the looks of it. Now, if you keep monitoring and looking at the data, there's definitely some areas and pockets of concern, like there is with the macro data for the US economy, but broadly things are relatively okay. So kind of a mixed bag, really, across the board. Today now, we've got a series of manufacturing and services PMI numbers. We'll see how that impacts the markets. We've got the BRICS summit continuing as well. Unemployment claims this afternoon, which will be quite interesting. We're not really expecting much of a further uptick. We had a bit of a surprise uptick post the more recent hurricane. So will we see further pressures put on the unemployment claims? We were sitting around 220, now we're up at sort of 240, 245. So we'll see how those conditions disimproves, really. And then manufacturing services numbers out of the US. So very much manufacturing and services based day to day. We've got Governor Bailey speaking again. So these central bankers are out in force at the minute. And then tomorrow we've got a series of relatively milder news events. So really today is a pretty significant day. So in other news, you're probably mindful, we had a bit of a rollover, a really volatile rollover to the downside. And we've had these markets put in a bit of a reverse as the days unfolded. A bit of a pullback, as you can see, in markets like the S&P 500 and potentially in the Dow Jones, which is what we're currently in, and things like the dollar as well. We had a strong move yesterday and a significant pullback to the downside. Sorry, a strong move initially. Sorry, guys, I lost you there just briefly. Hang on one second. Okay, guys, I got you back there. Now, apologies for that interruption there. So, yeah, we had a big, strong, volatile rollover to the downside, followed by a pretty significant reversal. And a lot of that is driven by bond yields. There's a few reasons. These are still elevated and worryingly so. You can see the sharp tick to the upside. That's in the 10-year. The 2-year is pretty much at 4.06. So we're inching higher in the 2-year. And we had a bit of a rally yesterday. We're up at 4.5 yesterday. We just come over off the highs just ever so slightly. So really, this we should be seeing this play out in the equity markets, and we're not. So where we're seeing this play out is in the dollar. So just look at the euro dollar. Really a very, very significant linear move. And we're repricing the economy, the interest rates for the relevant economies with the ECB, with the Eurozone, versus the Fed with the US. And we're seeing the Fed needing to probably maintain slightly higher rates for longer, whereas the ECB were probably on the path to 2%. Creates an interest rate differential, and that's playing out in real time. So our bias is still to the downside. So we got a little bit of a pullback yesterday, and we're getting a little bit of a short bounce today. But it was like we discussed yesterday in quite some detail. Nothing really has changed for us. And because nothing has changed, we can still have that bias. Now, this is a potential support level, and it looks like that's holding up now. Just around this lower trend line, this is the point where you could certainly look for a little bit of a bounce. And that's what we're getting so far in markets like the pound dollar. But the dollar elsewhere, bit of a pullback today now. Kind of similar to where we were probably on Wednesday and today's Thursday, so Tuesday and last Friday, which was a little bit of weakness. Sorry, a little bit of strength 2 days ago. And then last Friday, we had a strong bounce. We're in that same position now. Now, we do have support levels around some of these trades. So we're still in the dollar Swiss. And although we did get a rally yesterday, we didn't really get the big rally that we were seeing across other markets. Reversal in the dollar CAD now. So we rallied, we made new highs. And now there's looking like a little bit of weakness. Aussie dollar's running into strong support. So the pound, the Aussie, the Swiss franc are all rolling into strong support levels. Let's look at New Zealand dollar. So we are making progress to the downside, but we get these little periods of sort of bullish price action or a little bit of a retracement off those lows, but we're still looking to make further momentum to the downside. So our bias doesn't really change just because we get a bit of short-term, you know, weakness creeping in. In fact, what this allows us to do is to start selling at slightly higher prices. Now, we've got to be careful because some of these trades are trading around strong support levels. So it's, again, about cherry picking some of the slightly better opportunities like the New Zealand dollar. If we just rally and we start to get a turnaround around these levels. Now, we may get a strong pullback and be able to sell from significantly higher prices in the not too distant future. But our overall bias is definitely in favor still in the dollar. And we're waiting for this to reflect in the equity markets. Normally you have bond yields up, which we've seen a big strong rally, and you'd expect equities down. That's been the correlation probably over the last 40 years. Now there seems to be a bit of an unwinding of this correlation, which we can't really do much about, just apart from observe and kind of question why it's happening. We don't really know. We're getting a bit of a pullback in the yen pairs as well. So today is about the potential for pulling back and reversing. Crude oil, we've been on a bit of a rally We would have expected with the crude oil inventories to make further progress to the downside. We've not done so. If you zoom out, we're still in this trade to the downside. We're still comfortable being in it. We obviously accept our risk at the point of entry, and our expectation is for further downside. So gold next. This is like a bearish engulfing candlestick, which we would expect to be a significant reversal signal. You can see we've kind of retraced probably 50% of yesterday's move already. So, a few question marks over these markets, I think, is probably the best way to put it. Strong rally yesterday, bounced off support, and it's now looking, well, we haven't seen really much progress really today in any direction. Now, our bias for now can still be to the downside. It's a profoundly resilient market, as we know. Yesterday, we started to see some weakness creep in, and today, I think we can probably expect some more. Doesn't really need to happen today, but our bias is still very much to the downside for the equity markets. So bond yields up, equities down, dollar up, and potentially gold up as well, even though we're already at all-time highs there. So let's put this trade plan again up on screen. So we absolutely saw that risk-off market condition play out due to rising US bond yields and concern around the Fed rate decision. One thing we want to add in terms of reason for the bounce can be directly connected to Tesla earnings, one of the big seven. And actually, the revenue numbers were surprising. Like, okay, we have the targets, but we're expecting that to probably come in maybe a little bit on the flat side. The share price would suggest that, you know, the market response around Tesla going into the event wasn't going to be that great. And actually, revenue just missed targets, but actually pretty decent, and an uptick in earnings per share. So with projection actually from Elon Musk is projecting 20-30% growth next year, which is really quite a brave call. But the net impact of that was, you know, a bit of positivity really across the equity space. So yesterday, that potential risk off conditions due to rising bond yields and concern around Fed rate decisions is still intact. We have a bit more of potential risk off market conditions. We just highlight the fact that we've had a bit of a dead cat bounce on some of those moves yesterday. So we can probably add that mixed summary in there. Again, due to rising bond yields and concerns around Fed rate decisions is still pretty much where we're at. You know, if the data sort of maintains its relative strength in the US economic data, I mean, then you're really talking about, why did the Fed need to cut? It's only if the data starts getting, you know, a lot weaker, then it's kind of maybe forces the hand of the Fed to start cutting a little bit more quickly. And the consequences of that could be significant when it comes to inflation. We could see that re-emerging. Okay, so further dollar strength. We've had a little bit of a pullback. So further dollar strength post current pullback. So we're getting that little pullback. It's when that starts to roll back over to the downside is very likely the opportunity. US indices weakness. So our bias is for weakness across the equity space. Now, we'll have to monitor these corporate earnings as well. Yen weakness. Yeah. Post-current pullback. So, again, just looking for an opportunity to buy potential markets like the dollar yen, euro yen, pound yen. Crude oil looking to sell below. We're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern at the minute for crude oil. So do we have anything to say about gold? Not really. It looks like we're going to reverse back to all-time highs again. So keeping all options open will prove useful in these current market conditions. That's very much where we're at. Okay, so it's kind of a similar trade plan to what we've had all week. Nothing really has changed. The price action has only just pulled back today. So that's our trade plan. We've had some really good trades in the dollar over the last couple of weeks. And we're getting a bit of a pullback, but there's no reason why that wouldn't continue. And don't forget, when prices pull back, they give us opportunities to potentially sell at higher prices or to buy at lower prices, depending on the direction for the dollar. Okay, so that's our trade plan. On that note, I've just posted that into the chat box, so feel free to take that away with you. And let's switch over to the European Live Trading Mentorship Room. And we'll see if we can get into any of these trades. We'll see exactly where the opportunities are. And for the week, really, we're kind of on the risk-off side of the market dynamics. We're expecting the indices to weaken, which they haven't done so yet. So yesterday was the first, you know, significant sign of a bit of weakness, and you saw the resilience kick in again. So really, it's really an important development for markets when they refuse to sell off, irrespective of the market fundamentals. The dollar continued to strengthen. Bond yields have continued to strengthen as well, and we've got a lower expectation on commodities like crude oil, just waiting for that to trade to filter through. Okay, great stuff. Okay, so on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll be back again, of course, tomorrow morning. If you can join us for that, we'll see you then. And if you're interested in learning to trade, of course, just you can go to our website, thelivetradegroup.com, and feel free to connect with us there if you need. Right, great stuff. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next time. And we'll switch rooms now, so if you can join us for the European session, we'll see you very, very shortly. Great stuff. Okay, my pleasure, guys. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.